From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Last year, if you remember, we introduced you to a rom-com novel called Best Men. It explored what it's like for gay men looking for love in New York City. And I will tell you, this book got so much buzz. I mean, I would like to think it's because it was on our show, but it was featured on Good Morning America, The Today Show, Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, and, you know, us too. And I have to say, I adored this book. And author and award-winning screenwriter Sydney Carger is back with his next novel. This time it's called The Bump. And Sid, I am so excited to have you back on the program to talk with us about this newest book.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so first off, I want to go back and talk about Best Men for a minute. When you and I chatted, I mean, the book had just come out, and I loved it. I mean, I just thought it was so well written. I loved all of the New York City references. I mean, not only was it a love story between, between the two main characters, but it was really this love story to New York City. But with that said, then this book literally blew up. And like I said, you got all kinds of buzz and all kinds of attention about this book. What's that been like?
It's been kind of amazing, I have to say. I wasn't expecting as much, and I'm completely grateful for it all. I mean, it was sort of a fast and furious, you know, sale and finishing writing it, because I had sold it on, you know, kind of a proposal and partial manuscript. So things were kind of starting to bubble up as I was finishing writing the book, and then it all kind of became the cherry on top when it was finished and it was out in the world. And I'm still, you know, to this day, it's been a year, you know, almost a year now, that I'm still kind of feeling the love from it. So it's good.
Okay. So when did you start writing The Bump? I mean, has it been in the last year, or was it as all of this buzz, was happening?
So I sold the first book kind of in a two book deal, and Best Man was part of that, you know, two book deal. And I had started writing The Bump, probably like in the middle of finishing Best Men, if you could believe it. I just kind of like jotting ideas down and character ideas. So I kind of, once I finished Best Men, I literally, you know, the next day didn't have a break and immediately started writing The Bump, and probably finished, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the final version of it. So it's been a fun year.
Okay. So tell us about the latest book, The Bump. Again, we have two, you know, this couple, Biz and Wyatt, and they want to become parents. So take us from there and give us, you know, the summary.
Yeah, so it's a romantic comedy, and it's about Biz and Wyatt, who are two gay guys that are in a relationship, and they've been a couple for sort of several years, and they are having their first baby via surrogacy. So they decide they want to have kind of one last sort of epic hurrah road trip baby moon right before the baby's about to be born. So they're kind of coming at it from two different perspectives. Like Wyatt is very, much more organized and wants to plan everything out. Biz is kind of spontaneous and just wants to hop in an RV and wander around the country. So they kind of compromise and come up with this itinerary, and they drive from New York to California. They live in New York in Brooklyn, and they're going to drive cross country and hit sort of all their favorite resort towns along the way. And of course, that doesn't go as planned. And they, you know, their end game is getting to California where the baby's born. And it's sort of hopefully they're going to make it in time for the birth. Mm-hmm. And like any good kind of road trip story, there's one detour after another, and they kind of have to deal with that and their relationship issues. And it's ultimately kind of about becoming parents and what your parents were to you, and, you know, connecting to your family, and then sort of creating your own family for your adult life.
So why did you want to write this book in particular, really about, as you said, I mean, this preparation into parenthood, and frankly, I think the utter fear that comes with that. That, I mean, you definitely feel from both of the characters, and I think in the beginning of the book, definitely from Biz, right? Where he is like, you know, he's always wanted to be a dad, and all of a sudden it's like, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah, definitely. That was a fun sort of perspective to play into. I'd written Best Men, and I kind of came up with the two ideas almost simultaneously, but Best Men was sort of the meet cute and getting to know, you know, all the firsts in a couple mm-hmm. relationship and dating and all that. So I kind of wanted to do something a little different, but keep it within the romantic comedy genre. And so, okay, I'll have an established couple and maybe they're about to have a baby, because a lot of my friends over the past several years have been having kids, and just hearing their stories of, you know, it's just so interesting to hear the different perspectives of, you know, being in a couple, and they're wildly different, and how they approach having a baby. And my partner and I have talked about it, and we're kind of in the early stages of thinking about it. So this became a sort of a big wish fulfillment story on my part.
Well, and you know what I appreciate about it? I mean, having two kids of my own, and honestly, in the book, and when with the feelings that they're both feeling about becoming parents, and really kind of like that fear and everything. I mean, it took me back to 16 years ago, honestly, and becoming a first time parent, you know, and being, and great, you know, I was pregnant and the whole thing, but I mean, it's so funny. My dad used to always say to us, it was like, you know, a pregnancy takes 9 months. So you actually can be prepared for this baby. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you're ever really prepared for it. And look, I'm still fumbling my way through it, but I so appreciated that. And I think sometimes we, within our culture, right, whether it's a straight couple or a gay couple or someone on their own having a baby, I think we focus so much on, oh, this is going to be so joyful and it's just going to be so wonderful. And we don't dig into the like, yeah, but this is life changing. And that can be really scary. So, I mean, you know, you said you're not, you know, you have friends that have had babies and all of that, but where did that kind of idea come from of really, I think, touching on a piece of parenthood or future parenthood that I don't know we talk about enough?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you connected to that. And it sounds like it's working, but just seeing my friends, you know, trying to build their families, and I had older parents. And so growing up, mm-hmm. you know, you think your parents are infallible and they're, you know, gods, and that you put them on a pedestal. And then when you reach a certain age, you're kind of like, oh, they're just people who are figuring this out as they go along. And then especially seeing, you know, very close friends of mine have kids, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, this is messy and they're not perfect. And, you know, they'll admit to it too. And so it's the idea of like, you know, within the story, they're kind of, they do kind of, I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but they kind of come to the realization that their families and their parents are not perfect, and they're not going to be perfect parents. And they're approaching it from two wildly different perspectives themselves. So that was an interesting thing to kind of dig into, is when I hit that nugget of an idea of like, oh, one of them is freaking out. I was like, was like, oh, I can have fun with that. And then just play off the other one, who's not necessarily freaking out, but probably covering it better than the other one. And then those two stories hopefully kind of dovetail, and you realize, you know, maybe the one who's freaking out shouldn't be, and the one who is pretending not to should kind of like freak out a little more. So that was a fun kind of back and forth to play with.
Well, and okay, that was the thing too. So it's funny to me because, you know, reading Wyatt's character, and he's such a planner. And I mean, even with the road trip, right? Like, I thought it was hilarious where Biz is like, we can go here and we can go there. And Wyatt's like, why would we do it that way? Right? I mean, we need to get from point A to point B, and I'm going to plan this. And I mean, it's like, I'm kind of envisioning him with like an Excel spreadsheet, right? And everything's mapped out. There is a time and place for that. And I love a good plan. I love me a good plan. I feel like with kids, you should just put the plan out the window because they have plans of their own. So I love to know that as you were writing that, you really felt that about Wyatt, that it's like, I'm kind of like, buddy, you need to freak out a little bit.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And like as a couple, yeah. I mean, like just as a couple, they've been together for several years, so they should technically kind of have this all together if they're having a kid. I think that's what you think of maybe if you don't have a kid. And So seeing them kind of work that out, you know, it, and whether or not hopefully readers can connect to it, whether or not you're having kids or wherever you are in the process of that, because it's sort of like this giant milestone in your life. You know, maybe throughout their being a couple, they kind of are on the same page, but then if whatever it is, if they're remodeling their house or moving or having a kid, whatever it is, you know, that's when their true personalities kind of come more into focus, and that's when they kind of become a little bit of, We're not really on the same page here, and we got to figure out how to get on the same page before this big thing happens.
Yeah. Well, and you know what what I love about this book and what I loved about Best Men is that relationships are relationships, right? Like truly, like love is love and families are families. And I think you've done such a wonderful job with both of these books about just, you know, writing about these two people, and they are a couple and they are starting a family, and you know, it doesn't matter what that family looks like. And are you hoping that folks, you know, take that away from the book, that it's like they're just another couple?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of great gay stories, queer stories historically that are amazing, but they tend to be, you know, traumatic and dark, you know, coming out, AIDS, suicide. So I'm hoping that this is going to be, you know, we're people too, doing regular things that everyone else is doing. And this is kind of, you know, I wanted to bring the comedy into it and the romance. And it's, you know, still sort of like a giant event that's happening, but it's just kind of regular life. So hopefully people can connect to it, you know, no matter who you are.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate the time you took today to talk with us about this latest book. Really excited for it.
Oh, good. Thanks so much. This is so fun.
Absolutely. We've been talking with our author, Sydney Carger, about his latest book, The Bump. It is out in May, and you can get yourself a copy of it. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.